The most senior Catholic in the world to be convicted of concealing child sex abuse has today had that conviction overturned. Newcastle District Court Judge Roy Ellis upheld the appeal by 68-year-old former Archbishop Philip Wilson, who has served almost 4 months of a 12-month home detention sentence. Philip Wilson was convicted in May of concealing the indecent assault of a boy by paedophile priest Jim Fletcher in the Hunter region of New South Wales in the 1970s. Well, today, the court overturned that. Our reporter Nancy Notson has been at the court today. She's with me. Nancy, there were a number of elements to this conviction. What was the basis for the decision by Judge Ellis?
Yes, there were a number of elements in determining his decision to overturn Philip Wilson's conviction. The case centres around that abuse survivor Peter Cray told Philip Wilson that he'd been abused by a paedophile priest in the 1970s and that Philip Wilson failed to take that information to police in the early 2000s when that paedophile priest was arrested. He was accused of failing to give evidence which could have helped in that prosecution. So in today's ruling, Judge Roy Ellis in the Newcastle District Court found that the Crown failed to prove beyond reasonable doubt that Peter Cray had told Philip Wilson that he'd been assaulted, and there was no way to prove, of course, that Wilson believed it, and so he should never have been found guilty of failing to report that to police. Now, Judge Roy Ellis did say that Peter Cray was an honest witness and did his best to recall events in 1976, but he just wasn't satisfied that the Crown had proved beyond reasonable doubt that this conversation had taken place, and they didn't prove beyond reasonable doubt that Philip Wilson had any memory of it in the early 2000s, which is the crucial time in which it was alleged he should have come forward to police. And so the appeal was upheld and his conviction was quashed today.
Now, I know there are a lot of interested parties there today, Nancy. First, to the reaction from the legal representatives on both sides, and I guess the crucial question, will there be an appeal?
There can be an appeal. This has been a very, very lengthy court process, and there is a chance that perhaps it could be appealed further. And if it were to, it would go to the Supreme Court, so the next court up. We did approach both lawyers for the Crown and for Philip Wilson's defence leaving court, but both said they could make no comment at this time. So I guess it is just a waiting game to see if that appeal process will be lodged.
And what about abuse survivors? They were there today as well. What have the responses been?
So it was a very lengthy judgment reading today by Judge Roy Ellis, and survivors and their families crammed the court. It was a very packed courtroom, and they were visibly very upset when the ruling was given out. One abuse survivor actually yelled a profanity and stormed out of the court right after his conviction was quashed. Many of them were in tears. Peter Cray, who was the pivotal witness in this case, was visibly very upset and shocked and could not speak to media outside court. The mother of one abuse survivor, Daniel Feenan, spoke outside court and she said she couldn't believe what had happened today, and she hopes that Philip Wilson won't be reinstated. He, of course, resigned his position as Archbishop of Adelaide earlier this year. And Peter Gogarty, who is an outspoken abuse survivor, also spoke outside court, and here is what he had to say.
As you'd expect, I'm disappointed at a personal level because this matter's been going on for me for about 9 years. But more importantly, I'm very disappointed for the other people, good, honest, reliable people. Magistrate Stone found them all very credible and very honest. And those people have stood up to the might and the money of the Catholic Church, and they've been deeply hurt by this decision. So I feel terribly for them. But at a broader level, I think what 60,000 survivors in Australia of childhood sexual abuse and the community needs to come to terms with from this decision is that it is highly unlikely, despite the findings of the Royal Commission, despite 5 years of hearings and billions of dollars spent, and the discovery that hundreds of institutions and thousands of people within those institutions were doing the wrong thing, that nobody will be brought to account for concealing child sex abuse.
Abuse survivor Peter Gogarty speaking outside court today. Just quickly, Nancy, any reaction from the Catholic Church?
So the church has given a statement, as they usually give statements after these sorts of court procedures. We've got a statement from the delegate of the Adelaide Archdiocese, Father Philip Marshall, and he's welcoming the outcome of this, noting that it's the conclusion of a process that's been very long and painful for all of us concerned, but that they need to consider the ramifications of this outcome. And they note that the survivors of child sexual abuse and their families are in their thoughts and prayers, and the Archdiocese remains committed to providing the safest possible environment for children and vulnerable people in their care.
Thanks very much, Nancy. Nancy Notson, our reporter in Newcastle, where that decision was handed down today.